Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. 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 Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And good evening to you for Wednesday, April 16th, 2014, a day which will go down in infamy. I can't even say the word.
It's been quite a day.
I'm Dr. Doug Kelly, and here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Doug. Do you think this all could have something to do with a lunar eclipse?
Oh, sure. Let's just blame it on the moon.
Why not?
So well, anyway.
For those who are listening, and for the benefit of our archives, our web server is down and has been for a better part of the day, and this is not faring well with us.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that in a moment. Anyway, you're, of course, tuned in to Metaphysical Universe. And this program is a weekly service and educational program of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly radio program, we usually have other websites, Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science and also the International College of Humanistic Science, the first Metaphysical metaphysicsinstitute.org and ICHSworld.org. Those
We're
are the usual websites, yeah. Oh, I can't get my mind, you know, this stuff sends me to a place you can't get a postcard from, but hey, I'm doing pretty good. I'm handling pretty good. So anyway, we're glad you could join us tonight. We're going to be talking about our main topic here shortly, the human behind the mask. But since I have not been able to be in contact with any of our students or anyone else for that matter, because all of our emails are down, our websites are down, I just want you to know we haven't gone anywhere. We're just we're trying to get our sites back up. It's beyond our control. There's apparently our site is, we have a dedicated server, and it's in the Provo, Utah data center, and they're having router issues, and thousands of customers are offline, are down, and have been. And we're right now going on 7.5 hours of being offline, which is the worst ever. And needless to say, this company I've been with for several years and have always been good, but in the last 9 months, this is the third outage now. Similar problems and for several hours. This is the longest yet. So I've already found a replacement company, and in the next couple of days, we're going to be transferring our sites over to a new dedicated and much more powerful dedicated server in a different data center, not in Provo, Utah.
Not in Utah.
Which is the same, apparently I was told, the same data center where our hosting company has their website hosted, which is always up when mine's down. So, at any rate, I'm not going to belabor that point anymore.
Because, you know, though, this does teach us something, that we're on the Internet. We have this mass ability to communicate throughout the world, and it's taken away. We get unplugged, and we go into anxiety because, you know, I mean, it's
withdrawal.
True, isn't it? And, well, part of this withdrawal, but we're dependent now, and I find that really fascinating, our dependence to be so connected with, and not only that, it's our work. This is our livelihood. This is what we do. Mm-hmm. And so how many people, millions of people throughout the world, are completely dependent on these new technologies that can be taken away in a breath?
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's just no other way around it, you know? I mean, our church, our schools are all global. And they're dependent on the Internet. And if you can't get out there, it's like I teach, you know, lack of communication will kill any relationship. And, you know, we don't want to lose any relationships over this, but it's beyond our control. And hopefully they will have things restored soon.
You know, there is something to be said how it ties into our topic tonight about wearing the mask, don't you think?
I think so.
You know,
you first.
Well, you know, we do have all these different expressions of ourselves, you know, as we go through the world. And I've often said, you know, there's a lot of things I don't tell the banker, but I might tell the woman at the grocery checkout. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, so there's all these different expressions of ourselves and through all these different vehicles that we come in contact with, it's very easy to get lost in who we are. It's very easy to lose sight of, you know, being able to come back to who am I and not get lost in the shuffle, becoming like everybody else so we blend in, you know. And I think that there's a lot to be said for always coming back to check in with who we are. And this is a perfect lesson today about who are we. And thankfully, you and I have been able to stay in touch all day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the irony is that you'd said people can't phone in because the phone number's on the website.
Yeah, and the emails are handled by our server, so we can't get email. And
yeah, but, so. And I, you know, thankfully I have your phone number, you have my phone number. We're always in touch if something else happens.
Well, the Skype gods have been kind.
Yes, and they have been very kind. So, but again, it's that touching base inside with who we really are, and it's being able to ask all those right questions.
And so we welcome those who are listening to the live program tonight, as well as those listening to the archive. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about this topic, the human behind the mask. It's got several different aspects. But what I'd like to do is read you some thoughts I'd written down well over 12 years ago, which I called our grand illusion of life. But it will kind of touch a little bit on this mask that we wear. And this is how it goes. Each one of us lives an illusion of life. Deep inside us dwells a person that is real and alive, but far removed. We may sense that person, but few others truly see the person we are deep within. After you peel away the layers of personality cover-ups, the layers of walls and shields we all project, you may find a quivering, frightened human being desperately trying to feel needed and seeking his or her place in the greater reality. Who are we really? And I mean really, deep inside. Peel away the layers of religion and beliefs. Peel away the delusions we operate under. Peel away the face that we show to the world. And for many, if not most, what we have left is the pain of who we really are. The pain of not knowing the true reality, the pain of dreams unfulfilled, a feeling, perhaps, of no belonging. We try so desperately to fit in, so desperately to show a face of confidence in our surroundings and ourselves, but could it be that each one of us is really just a frightened child? What happened to our dreams, our hopes for the future? What happened to our innocence, to what we wanted to become? Somehow, when we were born as adults, we died as children. We no longer fantasize about our hopes and dreams for the future of what we were going to be and going to do. The concept of what could be passed away. Indeed, for some, perhaps there was no true childhood at all. Somehow we got sucked into this giant swirling vortex that robs us of our most precious possession, our humanity. With all the wonderful plans, all the wonderful innocence, the pure and the noble, most of us live deep within a self-imposed illusion of life, growing up and adapting to what is socially and culturally acceptable in society. And in so doing, we quickly enmesh ourselves in the enslaving constraints of life, jobs, careers, and financial obligations. Moreover, these are like a ball and chain that we drag around for decades or for life, never realizing all that we could be. All that we once hoped for and dreamed of is now discounted as childhood fantasy. Instead, we live the life of illusion. Humanity has lost itself. But why? Who decided that we should live lives of quiet desperation? We did. Society did. Humanity did. But there is one hope, one glorious sparkle of redemption. As adults and human beings, we have the magnificent gift of free will, the choice to accept personal responsibility for where we are right now and where we're going next, or not accept it. the choice to change and grow within, which in turn changes our life, which in turn changes our world. And that choice is up to us. If you are just beginning to make your way into the world as a young adult, then choose your future wisely now, before you find yourself unwittingly encumbered by circumstances that you did not actively design and intend. On the other hand, what if you find yourself in a life situation or circumstance that is holding you back from realizing your dreams? First, answer the why question. What decisions, mindsets, or behaviors got you into this place in life? Educate yourself on these and then correct them. Next, explore all possible solutions that will result in forward momentum. Of course, you must act responsibly in your endeavors, not casting aside moral commitments such as family obligations, provided those obligations are not toxic. To be sure, any noble work results in a win-win outcome, even if it's painful to accept. Apart from this, do what you must to realize your potential. When we begin to make forward movement toward our dreams, our long-held and closely guarded grand illusion of life then evaporates, revealing the grand reality of life, our life. Then we find meaning, belonging, and fulfillment not in an illusion, but in the limitless possibilities of what could be. So how about it? What's your choice? Remember, it's never too late to find yourself and to be all that you wanted to be. So that kind of sets a little bit of the tone on who are we really. Think about this mask. That's the topic tonight. The human behind the mask. What's the mask that you wear?
You know, that was beautiful, Doug, and nicely said. I have, in my work in all these many years, come to this understanding that every human being is born as an individual. And as we, you know, grow into the world, we have this character. You know, it's kind of like when you see the three-year-old or the grade two or the grade three child who's in, you know, dancing on the school play and stuff. And they're just acting up all over the place and having a great time. They're expressing character. You know, by the time they get into grade four, they're all clutching their hands nicely in front of them, behaving, uniformed, like the Borg. It's the Borg. So that's when I say it's like developing a personality to adapt into the world. And then we forget about that wonderful character that we're each born with. And it's a very tough thing to go through that personal journey to re-identify who we are as unique individuals.
Good points. So the human behind the mask, who are you really? You know, what excites you? What enthralls you? What, you know, who are you really? And are you being real with yourself? You're being your authentic self. Now, what are some of the ramifications or some of the implications, some of the applications of being your authentic self? Well, does that mean that you can just say what you want, when you want, who do you want? Not really. You still need to be diplomatic. You still need to have good manners and all that. What it means is, are you being true to yourself? When we are not real, when we put on a mask, it's called a pretense. It's a facade. It's a valance. It's not real when we do that. And we're not really being true to ourselves either. And it's, you know, honestly, at times could be even passive aggressive. We're not displaying who we really are. How many people have we met in life? We thought they were one person, but they turned out to be another person. You know, we call that showing their true colors. Do we show our true colors all the time? Because we know who we are and why we are who we are. And we don't rely or need the validation from other people to be who we are, to feel good about ourselves.
You know, we see this a lot in relationships, Doug. It's a very common thing that people, they kind of naturally adapt to a partnership. They, you know, it's okay. You know, I always loved broccoli, but I haven't cooked broccoli for 10 years, you know. And there, it's mm-hmm. little things that there's a difference between, I think, moving over and making space to share space. But when you start compromising and compromise, I always say, is you give up that promise to yourself that if I like broccoli, I can eat broccoli. I don't have to cook it for everybody, but I cook it for myself. So that constant nurturing of ourselves so that we don't lose ourselves in relationships.
That's a good analogy. And here's another one, too. We can talk about the human behind the mask. Just looking at the internet, how many forums have we been on where people act out when they don't have good manners, when they say whatever they want? They accuse people. They attack. We call those ad hominem attacks, or they're personal attacks. You know, when you're in an argument, instead of arguing the point, you start attacking the person. Those are ad hominem attacks. And how many times have we seen that when people feel powerful because, hey, nobody can see me. Nobody knows who I really am. So they can say what they want and do what they want with impunity because they're hiding behind a screen. And that's really passive aggressive. That's what passive aggressive is. It's, you know, manipulating things from behind the scenes. And so those people are not being who they are. You know, nobody is more worthy of our best behavior than us. That's a quote from somewhere, but it's true. Nobody is more worthy of our best behavior than us. So when we are acting and behaving on a day-to-day basis, should not be doing it for other people. I mean, yeah, they benefit from our good behavior, but we should be behaving properly first and foremost because that's who we are. We're doing it for us. And we're not wearing a mask. We're being authentic. We're being upfront and visible. We're being what they call transparent. We're not hiding anything.
You know, I think right in there is a good point, Doug, to adjust ourselves. You know, if we're having a bad day, whoever you come across had nothing to do with your bad day. So we have to be respectful of that shared space to not take out on other people, you know, what we're going through. It's like you just had a, you know, fight with your husband or your wife and or your kids, and then suddenly you're, you know, snapping at people. You know, that's not being true to who you are, and it's not being respectful to others. So it's just being able to be in self-control, I think, self-management of your authentic self also.
And it goes right along with allowing other people's behavior to dictate your behavior. Again, it comes back to knowing who you are and why you are who you are. So when it comes to a mask, my advice is to get rid of them. Don't be pretentious. Don't put on some front. I mean, this is popular in the dating world too, right? I mean, you go out on a date and you think the person is such and such, and they turn out to be not such and such. They turn out to be completely different than what you thought. They put on a show. They put on a pretense. They put on a mask. And that's exactly what we're talking about. Get rid of the mask. Be who you are. Like who you are. Be who you are for you. You know, seek your own expectations and your own validation. We call that self-esteem. When you only feel good about yourself when other people praise you or pat you on the back, that's them esteem. You esteem them more than you. And so that's when you're going to put on the mask, because that's what them esteem is. It is all about a mask. It's not true. You're not being true to yourself, because you only feel good when other people think you're doing what's right. Whether it's your parents, your school, your clergy people, your government, whoever. You know, I only feel good about me when they think I'm doing the right thing, not when I think. We all have our path, folks, and you need to be on your path, because you know what? It's your path, and nobody else can be on that path because it's yours. It's as unique as your fingerprints or your eye prints. It's yours, and you need to make the most of it. Walk that path. Walk it tall, you know. Walk with your head held high and looking for every learning opportunity on that path. Everything that it takes for you to grow, evolve as a human being and as a creature of the universe.
You know, if I can inject here also that when people meet each other, or you're, let's say, even with people that you know very well, and you're not being your authentic self, ask yourself, what is it that you hope to gain by not being you?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can answer that honestly, you know, sometimes it's okay. You know, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to add in here. I'm not going to, you know, offer my opinion. And sometimes there's very good reasons, but as long as you own those reasons and you know what it is. And, you know, if you have a manipulation tendency, you know, then at least, you know, you start to own it and become more self-aware. And that's another way to peel the layers around to become more authentic.
And that's a good point. If we are putting on a mask for secondary gains, whether it's them esteem or for some other thing that we want, we have to recognize that. You know, why are we trying to manipulate people? It's a control thing. You know, so we release the need to control other people. We release the need to wear a mask. We release the need to not let people see who we really are. And that's a big part of this, because there's a lot of folks who are terrified that other people are going to find out who they really are, because in that person's mind, they are insufficient. They don't measure up. And that's definitely a self-esteem issue. And so if they hide who they really are, because in their own mind, they're not good enough, they're not worthy enough, they're not smart enough, they're not edumacated enough, all that stuff, you know, well, if they really knew who I was, then they wouldn't like me. Well, I got some news for you here, and this took me a while to figure out, but here it is. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how honest you are. It doesn't matter how right you are. It does not matter how good you are. It doesn't matter how much integrity you have. Some people are going to like you, and some people are not going to like you. That's life. The most important thing is for you to like you.
Sorry about that, Doug. You know, there's sometimes there's a delay in the sound here, folks. So it's really interesting how we all buy into the spin, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a spin of politics, and there's a spin of things, and people end up living in secrets, and they don't want their secrets revealed. Yeah. And what will people do to me if they knew that about me? You know, they would condemn me and persecute me. And you know what? Here's the deal. There's always going to be somebody who is going to, you know, throw some criticism around. But then I always say, you got to consider the source. You know, there's always somebody who's judging somebody else. Or, you know, so here's the way I see it. If we're truly metaphysicians, and, you know, to me, all the information's in the cosmic, there are no secrets. There are none. It's just what human beings put up as barriers between each other. And bringing those barriers down, of course, it's information appropriate. You know, you don't spill your life, and I get too big of a story to bother with that now. You know, it's like, no big deal. But if it's appropriate, you know, then revealing things about yourself is like, who cares? It's taking ownership of life. This is my journey. This is my life. This is where I've been. Some things are not colorful. Other things are colorful. Some things, you know, it's a whoa, you know. it's a, you know, it's not that I really want to talk about that. But it's not a big deal. It's not to live in the secrets that promotes the mask that continues, and I say this with great emphasis, that continues to promote the spin.
That's a good point. Let's talk about secrets more. You know, there's the old family secret, right? I grew up with a family secret. Mom was an alcoholic. Didn't want to admit it. Didn't want anybody to know, you know, the terror that she caused. Same thing happened when I grew up and married one, you know, an alcoholic or somebody with a propensity to be that, which in turn happened. Didn't want people to know the terror at home, you know, the old family secret. And that's why when I realized that I was holding those family secrets dear and precious, you know, I was holding them, that's when I absolutely resolved never again. And that's why I'm a WYSIWYG type of guy. What you see is what you get. Transparent. You want to know something about me? Ask. I'll tell you. You know, I don't have anything to hold or to hide, rather. Have I screwed up before? Sure. Have I made mistakes? Sure. Have I pulled blunders? Sure, I have. And I've learned from every one of them. And that makes me a perfect human being, because, you know, perfect human beings make mistakes and learn from them and try to be better tomorrow than they were yesterday. And so when we hold secrets and we harbor those and we maintain those secrets, we're wearing a mask. Now, am I telling you to go shout all your your closeted stuff from the rooftops? No.
No.
You don't have to do that. Okay. But the point is, be true. Be who you really are, because that's a wonderful thing. And if there's some aspect of yourself you don't really like, fair enough, join the club. Work on it. Change it. That's free will. You have that ability to do that. That's a beautiful thing. Don't wear the mask. Don't hold secrets. You know, be who you are. Be on your best behavior for you and you first and foremost, and you alone, and then other people will benefit from it.
You know, this is, it's such a great journey to take ownership of the self, not others. Just taking ownership of who you are and very slowly getting back to who you're born to be. You know, some of the questions that I ask people, Doug, in our counseling sessions is, what did you like to do as a child? What was your favorite activity? You know, were you outdoorsy? Were you, you know, crafty? Did you like music? All these things that reignite who we were. Because as children, we are living out our authentic selves, you know, more than at any other time in life. And it's like then we get lost for decades and decades. And then as we get older, we kind of return back to, you know, I'm just going to be who I am, because all that stuff you realize later doesn't matter. But if you can, at any point during those decades, remember what you love, what brings you joy, what makes you happy. And, you know, those are things to begin with to reignite following your authentic self.
Good points. So we tonight are not going to do a 45-minute program. We're going to kind of keep it to 30 minutes, which gives us about 3 minutes left. If our students are listening to this, I just want to reiterate what we talked about at the beginning, is that our web servers have been down all day, since 1:30, about 1:30 Eastern this afternoon. That's been about, what time is it? It's been about, 8 hours or so now. And we don't know when they're going to be back on. That means our emails are down. We can't send anybody anything. We can't receive anything. And we apologize for that. It's a data center issue in Provo, Utah, from our web server. Apparently thousands of websites are down, and I'm sure they're about as livid as I am. But we are taking steps over the next couple of days to try to ensure that this doesn't happen again. Unfortunately, this server outage thing has been a recurring pattern for the last 9 months or so, and we're going to be switching web hosts because we just can't deal with our school being offline, our church being offline, and being inaccessible. So bear with us. We apologize for it. As soon as our websites are back online, I will email the student body and let them know and kind of fill in everybody in. I'm sure people are trying to email me, say, hey, what happened to the website? You guys still around? Well, yeah, we're a little around, but we're trying to lose some weight. And
we're being very authentic.
Yes, we are.
In the nicest of ways.
And if you want me to be more authentic, just give me a call. I'll be authentic all over your... Oh, I don't want to say that. Okay, so anyway, we're a little bit frustrated with the host, but we're switching to a bigger and better server, which has better performance, and the company actually is highly rated. So time to switch it up, scale it up, and get rid of the issues.
It's all part of the lunar eclipse, Doug.
We're blaming
changing.
It on the moon.
And hey, apparently astrologers say this is the time that relationships begin to change. So maybe that's what this is about.
Maybe it is.
I'm trying to find the spiritual lesson.
I know. Anyway, we appreciate everyone who's tuned into this live program. We appreciate those who are listening to the archive. We really do, and we mean that sincerely. We you could use your time for other things. We hope you benefit from these programs. If you have some topic ideas, we'd love to hear them. Just email them. maybe tomorrow. Email them to admin@mchschurch.org. If you're interested in your bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree in metaphysics, you can visit metaphysicsinstitute.org sometime when our websites are back
on
online.
On another day.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks so much, folks. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and really live without a mask. Good night.
Good night.